Then what we're going to do is take a little bit of a deep dip into the Word, a little bit of a Bible study tonight, so that we can have a strong scriptural foundation in understanding who is Jesus, what did He come to do? The Holy Father says that's what it is to preach the gospel, to explain to someone the significance of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Tonight, when we look at what it means to know Jesus as Redeemer, we're going to come away with a much clearer understanding of what it means to understanding of His life and death and resurrection. Mostly what I heard about redeeming and redemption had to do with S&H green stamps. There I heard about redemption. It even said on the front of the building, S&H Green Stamp Redemption Center. All the young people said, what is he talking about? S&H Green Stamps, we used to get these little green stamps. They're like Pepsi points, but we used to get them pretty much every place that we shopped. According to how many dollars, you got so many stamps, you could fill the books. In our kitchen, there was a drawer where Mom kept the S&H green stamps. And when it got hard to shop, then we knew it was time to go shopping. Last week, I was preaching in cattle country. There was a lot more oxes and bulls and cows in town than people. I had their attention when I said, what to do when your ox gores somebody? They were getting out their pens. I wonder what I was going to do. Verse 28. When an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox must be stoned. Now that's killing it by hitting with rocks. It's not giving it drugs. The ox must be stoned. Its flesh may not be eaten. The owner of the ox, however, shall go unpunished. But if the ox was previously in the habit of goring people... Now what we have here is an ox with a rap sheet. If the ox was previously in the habit of goring people and its owner, though warned, would not keep it in, should it then kill a man or a woman, not only must the ox be stoned, but its owner must also be put to death. You know, we have a similar thing today. Your dog gets out and bites somebody, they might sue you. Now, if you end up in court and they say, that louse let his dog out two other times, it bit the kid down the street and mauled the lady around the corner, now the punishment on you is going to be higher. Same with the ox that got out, hurt a couple people, now somebody's died. Had it been the first time, we'd kill the ox. There's nothing wrong, nothing good left in the ox. Don't even eat it. No barbecue, nothing. But if it's a second or third offense, the owner's got to be killed. If, however, a fine is imposed on him, he may pay in ransom for his life whatever amount is imposed on him. The neighbor who lost a family member could impose a redemption price. A man could be bought from his death sentence by the price determined by the neighbor. They might say, okay, half a year's wages, we're not going to kill him. A year's wages, 2 years' wages. There would be a redemption price or a ransom where this man could be bought out of his death sentence. This price of redemption and ransom was more commonly applied to slaves. We see this also in Leviticus. This will be our last little look into how the Jews saw redemption. Then we'll move on to applying this to Jesus in practical terms. What can we do? Well, there's no ransom price we can pay. I can't say, God, how about we make a cash settlement? The Lord says, Greg, not with the cash you're carrying. How about the credit card? I know your credit limit, but Lord, it's a gold card. I was impressed when they gave me this gold card. And about 2 weeks later, same company has a commercial on with people saying, I never went to school, I never worked a day in my life, and they gave me a gold card. I thought, well, so much for the prestige of that one. This is why the gospel is called good news. That God loved us so much that he sent Jesus of Nazareth, a man like us in everything but sin. Our ransom price, our redemption was God's only Son. He gave his most precious thing. He gave his all. He gave of himself. That's why we call God our Redeemer, because he paid the price. We call Jesus our Redeemer because he was more than a pawn in the hand of the Father. He was a willing participant. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one